A synagogue in Manchester gathered people Sunday to discuss how the U.S. treats immigrants and refugees. The event had been planned for over a year, but as NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, it took on new meaning in light of the recent massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue.
Lisa Howe is a member of Temple Israel and one of the event's planners. She was looking forward to it for months. Then came the Pittsburgh shooting and stories that the shooter, Robert Bowers, had ranted online against a Jewish refugee aid group.
My first reaction was, oh gosh, this event next week, like this, I don't even want to have my kids in the building for this. On the other hand, then you kind of have to step back and say, no, you can't do that, then they win, you know?
So the temple ramped up security. It always has some at a big event, but today there's more. The sheriff is here along with state and local police. Rabbi Zabansky opens the event with a reading from the Torah. The foreigner who resides with you shall be as one of you, and you shall love them as you do yourself. The commandment to love the foreigner appears in the Torah
a total of 36 times, more than any other commandment whatsoever.
Over the course of the event, several speakers make the point that it's the right thing for Jews to stand with refugees. They have been refugees themselves many times. Sue Galinas, a congregant, says this message resonates with her, especially stories of Jews trying to come to America during the Holocaust.
Roosevelt turned away ships of Jews. Historically, we have not been that welcoming.
Ken Cohn is another congregant. His ancestors came from Russia.
You know, they were persecuted by the pogroms, you know, people that just came in and to villages and killed them for being Jewish.
Cohn says until the Pittsburgh shooting, he assumed that level of hatred and violence was a thing of the past. He used to say,
oh, we're so thankful that in this day and age, we don't have Nazi stormtroopers coming to our front door and persecuting us for our religion. And then something like that happens, and it's just a wake-up call that you can't take anything for granted in this country.
Cohn is upset with what's happening in the U.S. in general. He's worried about people being turned away at the border. He thinks we need immigration reform. But in a politically diverse congregation, people here have different ideas about what this reform would look like. Across the table, the president of Temple Israel, Steve Sultan, says he's proud that despite these differences, people here are talking.
We do a better job than our Congress is doing as far as recognizing that you can disagree with someone without demonizing their position, and we do that.
And he says they'll keep having these conversations no matter what happens in politics. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.